Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Pinchas. The 3 weeks. Tavshin Ayin Tes. Alor Nishmin Zchus for Fush. Then a Baruch Tzvi Berich Lepat. Yep, Besor Shecho Yisrael. Tavad Henech Morcha Befer the Simcha. Besor Shecho Yisrael. And Binyam the Simcha Ben Adin Aminia. Besor Shecho Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. Or Amshinov comes from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. The second Pasuk of the Parsha tells us in Chaf. Hey, Yud Aleph. Pinchas Ben Alzar Ben Aaron O'Koin. Hey, Shivis Chamasi Me'al Ben Yisrael. Bekanus Kenosi Besoicham. Pinchas and Elazar already turned back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath when Klal Yisrael were acting inappropriately. He kills Zimri and he stands up for what's right. Says the Ritzel of Orko, what is this, the extra words? Bekano Kenasi B'Soicham. What's B'Soicham trying to come in to teach us? Says the Ritzel of Orko, powerful and inspirational message. He says, even though Pinchas did an incredible midah and he stood up and he did an incredible thing and he got rewarded, he still stayed B'Soicham. He still stayed amongst Klal Yisrael. He still stayed as one of the guys. He didn't let it get to his head at the end of the day. He still stayed humble. Sometimes when someone does something very strong and magical and changed him to be a Kohen, and he got this tremendous bracha of Shalom, he didn't let it get to his head. He still stayed ba'anova. He still stayed balanced. And this reminded me of an idea. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us in other places that we have to, a person has to look at two, in one pocket is Anochi Va'af of Ha'efer, in another pocket is Bishvili Nivra Olam, right? To have the proper balance of Anova and the proper balance of Gaiva. But Rav Shor tells us a different balance as well. Rav Shor tells us that you look at the mezuzah going out of your house, the mezuzah is on your left-hand side. Going into your house, the mezuzah is on your right-hand side. What's the pshat, says Rav Shor? So I'm not sure if Rav Shor quoted, but I remember seeing in one of his sermons, Rav Shor quotes, and he says that when you go out to the world, the mezuzah is on your left hand, right? What does the mezuzah represent? It's Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemayim. Representing Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's got to be with a little bit of a left. What is left? Left is Gevura, a little bit strong. But when you go into your house, the mezuzah's got to be on your right. The mezuzah's on your right, a little more patient and chesed and kind and rachamim. The proper balance to end of the day. That's what it means. That's what a Jew is all about. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Derech Hamutz to be able to have live a balanced life, and that's what Yitzchak Vorka says that Pinchas didn't let his act of tremendous courage get to his head. He still said b'bisocham. He had the proper balance of anova and gaiva, and of shore, a beautiful idea of making sure to have the proper balance. We go out to the world, mezuzah is on the left, the gvura, and mezuzah is on the right, chesed going in. Moving on to idea number two. The second idea comes to us from the Noam Eliezer. Who is the Noam Eliezer? Noam Eliezer, Eliezer Zusha of Skulin, the previous Skulinar Rebbe, right? The Skulinar the Rebbe who just passed away, his father. So he writes on the Pasuk Chavav Beis. So who is Rosh called us b'nei Yisrael b'nei Esam Shana v'malo v'veis v'osam koyetzei tzva b'Yisrael. Count up all the heads of the Jewish people. Anyone who's older than 20 can go out to represent his father and can represent the army. Says the Noam Eliezer, beautiful insight. He says, what's pshat in these words? Right? B'nei Esam Shana v'malo v'veis v'osam koyetzei tzva b'Yisrael. Anyone who's older than 20 can go out to the army. He says at the end of the day, you want to know what it means to go out. You want to have atzlacha in the melchama. Make sure to stay lebeis v'osam. Make sure you're holding on to the drachim and to the marasha of your parents. Make sure you're staying close to your heritage. And then, lebeis v'osam, you're staying close to it, then kol yotzei tzva b'Yisrael. Then you go out to the army. When a Jew has the mesorah, he has the minhagim, he has his doros on his side, then he go fight and fight in melchama. And I think this is a tremendous idea, to be able to stay close to our mesorah. We talked about this in the past few weeks. To stay close to our tam and hug him. I remember hearing from my friend Rabbi Kimchi, who heard from the Dayan in London of Dayan, the Dayan Ehrentreut Shlita. Says the Gemara tells us in Brachas, the Gemara and the Brachas, right, that we have to make sure that the Torah is altikim morasha ela ma'urasa. That we have to make sure the Torah is not just a heritage, we have to be engaged to the Torah. Torah tzilanu moshe morasha ki les yakov altikim morasha ela ma'urasa. What's a deeper pshat, says the Dayan Ehrentreut Shlita. Such a beautiful idea. He says, the more we make our lives morasha, the more we make our lives, we're connected to our past, we're connected to our family's menhagim, we're connected to our heritage, then the more we'll be engaged to the Torah, the more we'll find love in the Torah, the more we'll find connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we start making our own list, our own that, then at the end of the day, we're not going away from our heritage, going away from our menhagim, then we can't feel engaged. True love means staying close to our heritage, staying close to our roots. But a beautiful insight on the Noam Eliezer and the Dayan Ehrentreut. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Chozer of Lublin. We're counting up all in Perich Chavav Pasuk Chavtes. We're counting up all the children. finally get to Bnei Menashe, the Machir, the Mishpachas, the Mechiri, Machir, Olidus, Gilad, the Gilad, Mishpachas, the Giladi. So it looks like I read another passage that these are the sons of Menashe, the Mechiri family. But says the Choyzel Ben, what's a deeper idea on these words? Machir, Olidus, Gilad. He says that the deeper pshat, the little pneumistic. Machir means, Machir, if you recognize, the Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life, then Holidus, Gilad, then you'll be zochet to have Simcha. If you look for the Rabbonu Shalom, if you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be zocha to feel Him. You'll be zocha to the Simcha. This reminded me actually of an idea from the Amayamas. The Amayamas tells us the more you actually look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashkocha process you'll have in your life. Tav Reish Ayin Zayin, the last Torah, he says, Fimasha Odom Mamin BaHashkocha Pratis, the more you believe in Hashkocha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence in our lives, Kach Nohagin Yimel B'Shemayim, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for you. As Gemara tells us in Chulin Zayim and Beis, Amar Bechinira, Ein Adam Nogev that spoke Mimata, and Ki Machrizin Olam Mimala. Right? We can't move our finger down here unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us we could do it up there. But to understand that, to know, the more we recognize, the more we look for Him, the more He'll actually be there. To be a Simcha Degiyah, to look for Him, and then He'll be there. Makir! If you look for the Baruch Hashem, then you'll be zochah to the simcha of being a yid. And that's exactly what the Imam has said. The more you look for Him, the more He'll actually be there. It's a midah k'neged midah. This is actually the Rishoner. To be thankful to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as he's saying, benching. Rishoner, Baruch Hu, Meshvah, both say, Ala kol Hashem, anach lemod yimlach, umavarach hasach. After everything, we're thankful for Eretz Yisrael. We thank You for all the things. We thank You for being a yid. We thank You for choosing us. Moving on to idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes to us from the Ksav Sofer and the Divrei Cheskel of Shinov. We're going to get to both ideas for idea number 4. Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tezayin Yud Zayin. Vayida Aber Moshe Hashem Shem Limor. Yivkod Hashem and the Kearuchos L'chol Basar. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, Man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shall appoint a man over Klai Yisrael, Ish Al Ha'ida, Asher Yetzi Lefneim, to go out before them, Asher Yavu Lefneim, Asher Yotziim, Asher Yivyim. Lo Siya Adas Hashem Katzon Asher Ein Lahem Roeh. The Klal Yisrael should not be assembly of Hashem, should not be like a sheep that has no shepherd. Says the Ksav Sofer, these words, Asher Ein Lahem Roeh, seem to be a little extra. Just right, they should have a shepherd. What's Asher Ein Lahem Roeh? So the Ksav Sofer tells us a little bit about how shepherd, sheep, whatever. Says the Ksav Sofer that a shepherd usually makes their sheep go in front of them. Right? He makes the sheep go in front of them in case they get attacked, he could get away for his own life. Moshe Davins. And tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asher Yetzi Lefneim, he should go out before them. He should be the leader. He shouldn't be scared and be put in the back. He should lead the way. And at the end of the day, with tremendous courage and tremendous bravery, Moshe is davening Kodesh Baruch Hu that the person who's going to lead Klai Yisrael after me should be someone with tremendous courage and tremendous bravery, and to be a shepherd, but the shepherd leading the way. And says the Divrei Cheskel of Shinov, he tells us a beautiful insight exactly what it means to be a leader, to be a shepherd. Right, when the shepherd goes out in front, when the shepherd goes out in front, he's worried about each and every one individual, because it's not about him. If the shepherd worries about himself, if the person, the leader cares about himself, then it's like the Ada has no one. The congregation has no one. A true leader cares about everyone. A parent, a teacher, a friend cares about everyone by themselves, except for themselves. And that's what Moshe is davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the next leader should be someone who goes in front, says the Ksav Sofer, who leads the way, but says the Divrei Cheskel of Shinov, the Shinover, the son of Divrei Chaim of Sons, tells us that he should care for every single individual. How important is this message, especially in the 3 weeks, to not just care about the people that are in charge of our lives, our parents, our family, our bosses, but to care about every single individual that we come in contact with, Jewish, non-Jewish, every human being, as it's Semalokim Elikam Mamish. But specifically in these 3 weeks, to show tremendous kindness and sensitivity to everyone that we meet. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Chasam Sofer in Shishi, the Perek, the Pasuk says, Chav Ches Chavav, talking about Shavuos, Yom HaBikurim, B'Hakrivim, Mincha Chadash, Ola Hashem, Shavuos Lechem, Nikol Kodesh, Yelechem, Kol Lechem, Velo Sosu. On the day of the first fruits, you shall bring me this new meal offering. It says the Chasam Sofer, beautiful insight. He tells us of Yom HaBikurim. Yom HaBikurim doesn't just mean the first fruits. Yom HaBikurim could also mean care comes from the word. Care comes from haste, from zrizus. Like the Medrash tells us, the Klal Yisrael, they were very hasty when it comes to say they said Naasev Nishma. So we might think that the Medrash says, oh, they said Naasev Nishma, so that was a bad thing. No, haste was actually a great symbol of their great yearning. They yearned for something great, something great, At the end of the day, what does Yom HaBikurim tell us? It tells us that the eagerness of Klai Yisrael was to receive the Torah. They had great desire. They had a great love for the Rabbonu Shom. With the Yom HaBikurim, wasn't just a day of the first fruits. But Yom HaBikurim means Levaker. They were quick. They were so inspired that they wanted to get the Torah. And this reminded me, obviously, when it comes to anything about Avodas Hashem, to be very quick to be able to do it. When we have that inspiration, Rav Tzadok tells us in Sikkas HaTzadik Os Aleph, he tells us, Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They left Bederech Chipozon. They left very quickly. But after the Chipozon, then it was la. You had to do sometimes. You had to do things quickly. Bezrizus. But then once you get into the and once you get there, then it's got to be la. It's got to be little by little. Like the Toldos Yaakov Yosef tells us that there's a ramp by the Mizbeach. Why was there a ramp and not steps? Because a ramp implies you have to do things step by step. You have to get up the ramp. You have to have Zrizus. You got to do a little bit at a time. The Emir Baruch Rabbi Simon loves quoting this Toldos Yaakov Yosef. A little bit at a time in the Mizbeach. And then you have to be Zoris. You have to be quick to get to the ramp. But then go a little bit at a time. That balance, the proper balance, as we're saying, maybe that's a common theme in the parsha. Proper balance of the Zrizus, and we're going a little bit out of time. Let's review these five ideas. The first idea we said from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, what is this? Bikinos kinasim b'soicham, that he avenged Chodesh Baruch Hu's vengeance b'soicham, that even though he did it such a great thing, he still stayed one of the chevra. He didn't like get to his head. He had the proper gaiva, but he still had the proper anava. Which reminded me from Rav Shor tells us that when you leave your house, the mezuzah is on the left. When you come into your house, the mezuzah is on the right. When you leave your house, the mezuzah is going to be on the left. To the world, at the end of the day, there's certain things out there shouldn't be for me. Din. When come into my house is chesed, the mezuzah is on the right, the proper balance of anova and gaiva. Anova going into your house and gaiva coming out of your house. Vayigba liba b'darchei Hashem, going out and into your house, anochi off of Efer. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, we said the Noam Eliezer. What was the Noam Eliezer tells us? When you represent the avos, then you could go out to the army? No. It means that at the end of the day, when you're strong to your avos, when you're strong to your morasha, you're strong to your menahagim, then you'll be successful out there. Then you'll be successful in the world, in milchama. Milchama doesn't just mean physical war, it means spiritual war as well. Says the Dayan Antroid from my friend Rav David Kimchi from Mokar Tony. He quotes the Dayan Antroid. The Gemara tells us, Matoy, Toetziv lanu moshe morasha ki yasako altikim morasha ele morasa. What's the connection between the words morasha, inherited, and Morasha, engaged? The more a Jew feels Morasha, they feel like they're Menhagim, they're close to their Menhagim, they're close to their ancestry, they're close to their lineage, then they'll be engaged to the Torah. It goes hand in hand. You stay close to your Menhagim, you stay close to your lineage, then you'll be engaged to their Bonosha. The Choyz of Ublin tells us the third idea. Umakir by Menashe, Chavav Chavtes. The more you recognize, the more you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be Zohar as Holidus Gilad. Gilad is a lashon of Simcha. The more you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Simcha you have in your life. And that's what the Imam Amos tells us in last week's Parsha. The more you look for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the more He'll actually be there for you. Literally, in Hashkacha Pratis. When you go out of your way for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, He'll go out of the other way for you. But to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a Yiv, Ala Kol Hashem Anachem Odim Lach, as Rav Weimarger quotes from the Rishon, from Rav Baruch HaMeshres as well. The main thing is we think the Rabbanu Shofar being a Yid. And the more we look for him, the more we're thankful to him, the more he'll actually be there for us. Moving on to Adi number 4. Adi number 4 tells us from the Tzav Sefer, what's these extra words? Asher Ein Lahem Roeh. Just say they should have a shepherd. What's Asher Ein Lahem Roeh? He says that the Tzav Sefer says usually the shepherd goes in the back because in case they get attacked, he could get away. Moshe was saying at the end of the day, the shepherd should be the one leading with courage and with bravery. And the Divrei Chazkav Shinov, the son of the Divrei Chaim, tells us that at the end of the day, a true shepherd is someone that cares about each one of his flock, and he looks at them as individuals. He looks at each one of their needs as his own needs. It's not about him. He's caring about every single individual, and that's what an idea, especially for the 3 weeks, to care about everyone else. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Chasam Sofer tells us Shavuos is called Yom Bikurim. Yom Bikurim doesn't just mean the days of the first fruits, but Levaker is a lashon of Zrizus. Klai Yisrael was awaiting, had a tremendous desire for the Matan Torah. And Rav Tzadok tells us that at the end of the day, Sikkas HaTzadik, Bnei Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, there's a time for Chipazon. And then after Mitzrayim, they left a little bit at a time. Because in life, there's times for Jesus, but then there's times to be able to take things one day at a time. Like Rabbi Simon says, Tamini Chachamim aren't built in one day. To do a little bit at a time. They told us Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Simon quotes, the Mizbeach had the ramp. Why a ramp? Not steps. A ramp, you could have a little bit at a time. A little bit. You have to get to the ramp, it's Jesus, but you have to go a little bit at a time. You should be Zohar Bez Hashem to live this balanced life of Anava and Gaiva. To be able to stay strong to our Mesorah, to stay strong to our roots, to have the Simcha of being a Torah Yid, to look for the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the more you look for him, the more he'll be there for us. To be the leader, have the courage, the bravery, and at the end of the day, to care about every single individual, and Be'ez Hashem to have the proper zrizus and the proper messinus and patience as well, the proper balance, as Hashem Yisparach.